Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, free for all Friday afternoon. It's cloudy to partly cloudy and a little chance of rain over the weekend. Best chance of rain on Sunday. I know a lot of the area needs rain. I hope that doesn't disrupt any of your plans, but something we deal with. But hey, look, it's the beginning of the weekend. And as I said at the beginning of the show, don't you remember Monday afternoon? We were here together on Monday afternoon, and I said, you know, don't be depressed. It's Monday. Man, it's going to be Friday and the beginning of the weekend before you know it. And here we are. It's Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. It is a free-for-all Friday. And I heard in our news today, and I wanted to mention this last hour, you know, I've been talking this week about NOPD not responding to request to explain the picture of Mayor Cantrell with her booty guard, Officer Jeffrey Vappi. And so NOPD Chief Ann Kirkpatrick was on with Newell Norman, I think, today. And anyway, the police department is investigating here, and they're going to have an external investigation. Well, an investigation done by somebody else and not insiders. So it's good that they're answering this. I'm glad they're letting us know what's going on. I hope this is a fair investigation. And when it comes to the city being investigated for things, I don't trust the investigations. I think too often people get away with stuff. I hope this is fair. I mean, it's obvious the mayor was caught on a balcony at the French Quarter, upscale restaurant, having dinner with Officer Vappi. Was he on the clock? Well, NOPD knows this. They don't need an investigation to figure this out. But this investigation is going to somehow end up being a cover-up, I think. Or I'm afraid of that. But they know if he was on the clock or not. I mean, there's paperwork there. And if he was on the clock, that's bad. If he was off the clock, there are problems with that as well. So, you know, okay, let the investigation take place. I'm glad at least they're speaking about it, but I don't trust the investigation. And I have no reason to. I hope it's fair. I hope it yields justice, whatever that is. And if the mayor did nothing wrong, the mayor did nothing wrong. But there are some suggestions here of wrongdoing. And there are a lot of experts beyond me who are talking about the inherent problems with her being with Officer Vappi. And she continues to ignore that. I guess it's true love. And she just can't help herself because she's in love with this guy. I guess. I don't know. But they know the answer to the question of whether or not he was on the clock. They know the answer to that. And if he was, a problem. If he wasn't, a problem. So anyway, I have to be a little skeptical of that. I want to check in with Ian. Have we had any text messages with information for Miss Kim, who called last hour? A friend of our show. We've done a few things to help her. She's blind. She lives alone in St. Rose, and I've visited her several times and brought her food. And she's a delightful lady. I love her positive attitude when it comes to everything. And she's having problems with her phone because unless it gives you the option to either press one or say one, she has a problem pressing one because she has, I think she said an Android. Mm-hmm. I think she's got a phone where, you know, there's no button to push. You have to be able to see where to push.
You know, she's still here, so let's do this. Miss Kim, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so our friend of ours who's listening to the show, Wendy, has texted in from the Lighthouse for the Blind. She said any flip phone will work for you. There's the Jitterbug flip phone, which is like specifically marketed to seniors and people who are hearing and visually impaired. But really, any flip phone will do. So can you go, however you got the phone you have now, can you go back to that person or go back to that company and say, hey, I need a flip phone. I need a phone with buttons. Is that possible for you to do that?
Well, I tell you what, I purchased a track telephone, which has the buttons on it. Now, you can, the thing about it, I need the Android phone because I can say, okay, Google, dial, scoop.
Oh, I see. Okay, so
on a track phone, you can't do that. And, you know, you can't do that on a track phone.
Okay.
So I would have to know the phone number. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So if you need to call your doctor or something like that, then you can use the track phone, but you would have to punch in the numbers, right? And that's the part you struggle with?
Right. I would have. Well, Wendy has been to my home before, and she's put little dots on things for me to be able to press it. But it must be Android phone or iPhone, or I don't know anything much about them, but that I can say, okay, Google, press one, you know?
Yeah, I see. Okay, so, yeah. So your track phone is a flip phone, it sounds like. It has buttons on it.
Yeah, the track phone is a phone where you can do that. Although, I mean, I don't have it hooked up at the time, but I do have that blind cell phone that the Lighthouse for the Blind had recommended to us. And it's not hooked up either because you can't say, okay, Google, call somebody.
Right.
I can't see how to dial a number. And so it's wonderful to have the Android phone to say, okay, Google, do this
right.
and do that. But it must be some way that I can say, Google, press one. Maybe my phone is too old. Somebody might know of a newer phone that can be set up like that. I don't know. That's why I called in.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not an expert when it comes to phones.
Sure, yeah. I think we're making some progress here, Ms. Kim. I'll talk to you off the air in a few minutes, and we'll see what to do next, okay?
Okay,
all right, thanks,
you. Now, you want my aim. You know you have to hang up the phone because I can't see how to hang it up.
That's right. I'll talk to you in just a minute, Ms. Kim. Stand by,
all right,
please.
Ms. Kim, thanks. Yeah, you know, Ms. Kim had problems. She needed a mattress, and we got her a bed, and it was Leo's Furniture in Laplace that helped us get her bed. So, you know, again, thanks to the people of Leo's Furniture. They delivered it, set her up. She had bed bugs and needed a new mattress, so we set her up with that. And, you know, we've just done some things to help this individual. And if you have any suggestions, please text it to us, and the Oakland Heart text line is 504-260-1870. Okay, Pelicans have to win tonight. They play the Kings, as I said at the beginning of the show. Two problems. The Pelicans are without Zion. That is problem number one. Problem number two, they're playing at home. So I have this thought. Since the Pelicans play better on the road, they've got the money. I mean, Gail Benson owns the Pelicans too. They have the money. So why don't they get all the players on buses, take them to the airport, charter a plane, take off, fly around for a little while, then land, and then go to the Smoothie King Center. And so they'll think they're playing out of town. I don't know. You know, it's just a crazy thought. But it's just amazing that this team has such a hard time playing at home because that's supposed to be a great advantage for any team. Look, the Pelicans can win tonight, and I want us to all have positive energy because they can win. If they lose, they're out. If they win, they go to the NBA playoffs. And eventually Zion is going to be back. So let's have positive energy for the Pelicans tonight. And if you can get to the game, get to the game. I'm sure you've heard, but a man set himself on fire outside of the courthouse where Donald Trump was going through jury selection. The jury has fully been seated, so opening arguments are supposed to begin on Monday. And whatever we know by the time we get on the air Monday, we'll talk about that. And, of course, we'll have even more to talk about on Tuesday. So we'll follow the trial. But I wonder how long it's going to take for all of us to get kind of bored with it all. So, anyway, we'll keep track of that as best we can. And I don't know if anything is known yet about the man who set himself on fire. I think there's a press conference now. If we learn more, maybe there's something out there that I haven't heard yet. But if we find out more, we'll let you know, because usually when somebody sets themselves on fire, it's for a reason. They're trying to make some kind of a statement, and, well, they die in the process usually, but they're hey, I'm lighting myself on fire, and this is the reason I'm doing it. Also, Israel attacked Iran in retaliation for Iran attacking Israel, and this is just part of that whole quagmire in the Middle East. And, you know, I couldn't help but think about how we should be concerned about what's going on there, even though it's a long way from us. But we should be concerned with this, because it could get to be serious. And Israel is still our ally in spite of all the protests going on. Tomorrow is the 20th day of the fourth month. It's 420. It is a day designated for everybody to get high and smoke pot. Now, if you don't smoke pot, I don't know that you're supposed to smoke pot. But if you smoke pot, it's a day for everybody to get high and smoke pot. So we're going to talk about the history of 420. And also we'll talk about legalizing pot. That's going to be coming up in just a bit. I got to share this story with you. It's in Utah. And there's a school district in Utah that is apparently dealing with students who are furries. You know what a furry is? A furry is a person who identifies with being an animal. And they dress up in animal costumes, but they're more cartoonish than they are realistic. In other words, they'll have, like, you know, oversized eyes and expressive faces. And, you know, it might be a wolf or a bear or a kitty cat or some kind of animal. And, Ian, I hope I'm describing furries in the best way possible. But they identify with being animals to the point where if they're involved in an intimate relationship with somebody, they wear the furry outfit while they're involved in intimacy. So dozens of, now these are middle schoolers, so they might not be involved in anything sexually, but they identify with being animals. They're furries. And this is at a school in Utah. Well, apparently there was a Students for Humans at School protest. There's a group now at the school called Students for Humans at School, because at the Mount Nebo Middle School in Utah, there are reports that these furry students are biting, are barking, and they're pouncing on other students at school. And there was a case where students were cornered in the cafeteria area, the lunchroom, and they threw food. They threw food at these kids because they were not dressed the way they were supposed to be dressed in school. Now, the school is backing them up. The school says all these wild stories about barking and biting and pouncing on students. They're all exaggerated. And all of this was really exacerbated by a conservative radio talk show host. And he had a video that was kind of going viral. And it was about the story. And according to the school, these are just wild rumors and stories, and it's not true. It is true that they're allowing these kids to wear a headband that might have, like, cat ears or something like that. So nothing wrong with that. I see a lot of young girls wearing headbands that have cat ears. Maybe they have a tail. But these other students are claiming that the furries are aggressively biting and barking and pouncing on other students in the classroom. The school says that none of this is true. And then there was a story that was on conservative radio or conservative social media that was denouncing students at a school in either Michigan or Wisconsin where they had litter boxes in some area where the students could, use the, well, they could go to the bathroom in the litter box because they were furries and they thought they were animals. That story is not true. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes on conservative talk radio, a lot of the stuff that goes on in conservative social media is totally bogus. It is BS. They can't prove it. They put it out there. They get you all riled up about it, but it simply isn't true. Now, I don't know whether the school's right or the students are right, but again, the students and parents had a protest. Students for Humans at School.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to learn that Libs of TikTok is involved in this. Libs of TikTok is a Twitter account, you know, I'm still calling it Twitter, run by a woman named Chaya Raichik, who has this. She became famous and she became wealthy doing this by convincing people that this school in Utah is allowing their children to dress up as animals and bite other students, which is the stupidest thing. Like, even if you just rub two brain cells together and think, does that pass the smell test or does that sound like total nonsense? There are enough people in that Libs of TikTok world that really want stuff like this to be true. It really matters to them a great deal that these ridiculous lies are true. And all you're doing is making yourself look stupid and making this woman rich.
But how?
Don't do that.
How do conservatives, I mean, when I look at the definition of conservative ideology, I don't think that these people are dumb enough to believe the people on the air or on social media that are spreading these ridiculous, ridiculous rumors, and they have no proof, but they just blare it out there and everybody gets all riled up and they're pounding their chest thinking, well, we sure blew the whistle on this. It's not true. So, you know, if you're sucked into conservative radio, if you're sucked into conservative social media, just step back and realize that a lot of the stuff that you're being told is not true. Period.
You're a mark.
If you want to join
somebody's getting rich because you're too dumb. Never underestimate how dumb some of your fellow Americans are.
I know. And look,
I don't say that to be mean to them, but I'm just like, you're the victim of an extortion plot for your attention and your money.
And they're getting your money. They're making money off of you. They're just sucking money right away from you. And look, there are dumb Democrats too. Don't get me wrong, but this is a concerted effort by right-wing radicals, and they're trying to control everything. But they're trying to control everything by just bringing forward stupid stuff, stuff that's not true. You think there's students getting down on their hands and knees barking at other students?
Even if that were true. I'm old, and I remember when I was in second grade, I pretended I was a velociraptor all day, and I didn't end up on the New York Post or whatever, you know?
Oh,
but the idea
God.
That the school district is actually sanctioning this and encouraging this, and that those evil teachers, those evil public school teachers and their evil public school teachers unions are allowing kids to bite and pounce on other children because they identify as dogs or wolves or whatever— It's fentanyl in the Halloween candy. You know, it's the razor in the caramel apple. I can't believe people are dumb enough to fall for this stuff.
And so at least we expose this stuff to you on our show from 1 to 4 here on WWL. And I'm proud that we have the opportunity and the freedom to bring sense to this nonsense. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so what is the history behind the 20th day of the fourth month, 420, being a day to get high on marijuana? We'll tell you about that next. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, it is Free for All Friday. The Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I don't mean to get so worked up, but sometimes I can't help it. You know, people wonder about my bias. You damn right I'm biased. I'm biased against stupidity. I'm biased against lies. I'm biased against people trying to take advantage of people by spreading lies that people are susceptible to believe because they're vulnerable, because they want to believe nonsense, and it's total ridiculous nonsense. And none of these people can prove it. But that doesn't matter. They still spread the lies. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tomorrow is the 20th day of the fourth month of the year. It's 420, a day associated with getting high and smoking marijuana. It's a day for smoking weed, and you know, even before marijuana was legalized in 18 states, D.C. And Guam, massive smoke-ins were held in cities across the country. One of the largest smoke-ins that is currently happening is at Civic Park between the Denver City Hall and the Colorado Capitol Building in downtown Denver. Every 420, huge crowds would defy the law, and this was before pot was legalized there, would light up, and generally it was a peaceful crowd. It was allowed to participate in this activity with basically no fear of being arrested. There were a few arrests, but that was because of unruly behavior, not actually smoking pot. Not far from Denver is Boulder, and at the University of Colorado in Boulder, that is another big place for the 420 smoke-in. Now, there are some myths and rumors that are still flying around about the origin of celebrating marijuana on 420. It has been said that 420 is the number for a police code for smoking marijuana in progress. April 20th is the birthday of Adolf Hitler. It is believed that the reference to 420 also goes back to the Bob Dylan song, Rainy Day Women, 12 and 35. That's a song. And if you multiply 35 by 12, you get the answer is 420. That seems like kind of a stretch. Well, anyway, all of these myths and rumors are false. They're not true. The reference to Hitler's birthday and Bob Dylan songs are just big stretches, in my opinion. The only one that sounds somewhat legit is the police code, 420, but that is not the code for smoking pot in progress. So the actual story of 420 goes back to a group of high school students in San Rafael, California. Once a week, the group of high school students would meet at 420 in the afternoon to smoke pot and to search for a plot of land nearby the school that allegedly had a large crop of marijuana that's been growing since a U.S. Coast Guard member started the crop but left it unattended. The students even had a map, and they were supposed to lead them to the place where the marijuana was growing wild for years, and they would go out and look for it. Well, the group of students became known as the Waldos. And every week, they would meet at 420 to smoke pot and search for the field of marijuana. Since the Waldos met at 420, 420 became the code for smoking pot. Steve Capper, one of the Waldos, said in an interview in 2017, "Our teachers didn't know what we were talking about. Our parents didn't know what we were talking about. And soon the code 420 became part of the lingo among students and eventually spread to communities around the country that 420 was representative of smoking pot." In 2022, 18 states, Washington, D.C., and Guam had legalized the recreational use of marijuana. The other states, including Louisiana, legalized medicinal use of marijuana. And support for legalizing pot seems to be going on in every state. There are questions that legalizing pot is going to increase crime. It's going to do this, it's going to do that. There are a lot of rumors about this. Countless studies, and I even looked into new studies this morning. countless studies have been done on both sides supporting their positions. Either legalizing is good or legalizing is bad. One thing is clear. The studies appear to be motivated by interpreting the data from the studies with a biased view supporting one side or the other. For example, in states that have shown an increase in marijuana use after legalization, closer examination reveals that in the years leading up to legalization, there was already a pattern of a steady increase in smoking pot. The studies that appear to show conclusively that legalizing marijuana will inspire large increases in the use of pot are cherry-picked and do not reflect the whole picture. Another argument against legalizing marijuana comes from traffic studies showing that driving becomes more dangerous in states where pot is legal. In 2015, a study showed that marijuana-related traffic fatalities increased by 4% in the state of Colorado. But the same study revealed that after decriminalizing pot in California in 2011, that led to zero increases in marijuana-related fatalities. In the state of Oregon, there was a slight spike in marijuana-related traffic fatalities after legalization. But what opponents of legalization don't tell you is that the rate of traffic fatalities had been increasing for years leading up to the point where pot was legalized. So the trend was already taking place. More fatalities are taking place, and they didn't increase dramatically after the legalization of pot. They just continued. So attitudes towards legalizing marijuana are changing nationally, including in very red states like Louisiana. There are a lot of citizens here who approve legislation for pot, but it hasn't passed, and I don't expect we'll see recreational use legalized here for a long time. It's decriminalized in New Orleans. And for those who might argue against legalizing something that can be a detriment to society, the same argument could be used when the recreational use of alcohol was legalized in 1933. Once legalized, we found ways to control it, with the knowledge that no laws would be 100% effective. So let's get past this wholesale paranoia that America has for legalizing pot and adhere to conservative ideology. And conservative ideology tells us that the power should lie in the individual to make decisions concerning his or her life without government intervention. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So there are studies out there that say legalizing pot is going to increase crime. But there are other studies that say that the increase in crime was already taking place before the legalization of pot. And the same with traffic. So you can find studies to support either side. There is nothing conclusive on this, regardless of what you hear. And, you know, we figured out a way to legalize liquor, and we can figure out a way to legalize marijuana. It would mean a lot to the state, but, I mean, my God, as long as you got a guy like Jeff Landry around and right-wing radicals in the legislature, I don't think that's going to happen. But it's almost as if the Republicans act like conservatives and Republicans don't smoke pot, because they do. And the Democrats have recently asked for a plan, a national plan, to support the legalization of marijuana with a federal bill. Is that going to happen? I don't know. But the Democrats have taken on this issue of legalizing pot. The Republicans could have taken up this issue, but they didn't. And again, a lot of Republicans act like, hey, you know, it's only the liberals who are smoking pot. You and I know that's not true. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And let's go to break after talking about pot. Let's go to break with really a classic about smoking marijuana. By the way, this is Big Al Carson, a local artist. Big Al Carson covered the Afro Man song, I Got High. I was going to do a talk show, but I got high. It's a funny song. I don't encourage people to go out and smoke pot. If you smoke pot, it's not the worst thing that you can do. And I'm not a pot smoker. Don't plan on smoking if it's legalized. It's not my thing. It was at one point. But I do, even as a non-smoker, support the legalization of marijuana. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1986, this was really kind of amazing. Prince had the number one song in the country with this song, Kiss. You know what the number two song was? Manic Monday by the Bangles, a song Prince wrote. The song that we play every Monday, Manic Monday, written by Prince. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's Free for All Friday, heading into the weekend. And the code word for the day, the password to win Jazz Fest tickets and tickets on the Jazz Fest Express Shuttle, the password today is Fay-Do-Do. All right, so take Fay-Do-Do, go to our website, WWL.com, and use Fay-Do-Do to register to win tickets today for the first weekend of Jazz Fest. And good luck from all of us at WWL and also Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest. All right, let's get some calls on the air from Gentilly. Jerry, welcome to WWL.
How you doing this, Scoot?
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, it's Gary.
Yeah, oh, Gary, okay.
Okay, on the thing with the investigations with NOPD, the chief said that she would use an outside agency. I'm part of a group, the New Orleans United Front, and you know Nooney Man's part of that group too. There's actually five of us. We are proposing, we'd be tasked actually by the city council to come up with a plan for civilian citizen oversight of the police department. I mean, we're the ones who mistreat it. We're the ones who are not satisfied when things go wrong. So we're calling for a cross-section of New Orleans citizens to form some type of committee or commission that would have oversight of the police to make sure that we are satisfied with operations of the police department as the people who pay the police department as taxpayers.
Yeah, I'm not satisfied. I don't think we have any reason to trust these investigations. I wish we did, but if you look back at history, it just seems like too many people get away with things.
They get away with things, and the people that we're going to pay, you'll find actually have ties to NOPD and politicians. So these law firms that are going to be picked, they're not just randomly picked out of a raffle. They're connected. And there's some proof of that. But I said, what we're proposing is citizen oversight of the police, like you have in Oakland, California, after things that happened there. Chicago has it, Cincinnati. There's a number of places, a consent decree where the George Floyd thing happened, Minneapolis. They're about to be under a consent decree, just like NOPD is now. And I think knowing that the people are taking a look at giving the people the ability to look over the shoulders of NOPD while they're conducting investigations and maybe have a voice would probably help improve our police department. Yeah. We've contacted the police chief, and she's willing to sit down. I don't know if she's going to be in agreement with citizen oversight.
I'm sure she's going to have to pass this by Mayor Cantrell, and I don't think she's going to be in favor of it.
Well, not just Mayor Cantrell, Scoot. You have the Police Association of New Orleans. You have the Fraternal Order of Police. You got the International Chiefs of Police. There's lots of people, New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation. You have lots of people that say they're going to have the police officer's best interests at heart. And not be in agreement with what the people want.
Okay. Tell me.
The grassroots activists and regular everyday citizens.
Tell me the name of your group again.
It's the New Orleans United Front.
All right. Listen, good luck with that. And Gary, keep us in touch with what goes on with that. I mean, anything that can hold everybody accountable. It's not like we're going after anybody. It's not like I'm suggesting we go after people. It's like we don't want people to get away with things that they're not supposed to get away with. This is all about maintaining the law, maintaining the rules that everybody should have to follow. And no politician, no mayor, nobody should get away with breaking rules that others have had to follow. And if others broke the rules, they should have been punished too. Let's go to Mike in New Orleans. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thank you, Scoot. I appreciate you, but I just want to say you're kind of wasting your time talking about the litter boxes because rumors spread all over the place. And I've been looking on the internet for a little while just because I had some time looking at my desk. And I see, yeah, the fictional litter boxes, yeah, that may or may not be real. But just to show how sick things are right now. I Googled this, and really it says it's very common and okay to identify as animals for adults and kids, including cats and dogs. And no matter what the psychological ramifications of that, you can look on 20 pages deep and you can't figure out that there might be some reason you shouldn't be doing that. So the main repercussions, the Republicans mostly, but the Democrats, to push for this dystopia of men breastfeeding birth, you can give birth. The more Trump, it makes Trump
look
good.
That's an
person who emoliated himself in front of was a supporter of Trump.
Yeah,
the person that emoliated himself was a supporter of Trump.
Okay.
And I'm going to say right now, look, it's insane. There's a 10-year-old, it's a non-disclosure agreement. Anybody in IT knows that you got to do a non-disclosure agreement.
Hey, Mike, listen, Mike. Next time you call the show, get your thoughts together because you're all over the map. I'm not sure where you're going. You're talking about 15 different things in a conversation. So get your thoughts together next time you call us. It's not for you to judge what other people do if what they do doesn't bother you. So stop being part of that right-wing radical mentality where you're trying to tell other people how to lead their lives. It's very simple. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar on this day in 2010, a week after the Catholic Church officials published an article in the Vatican's newspaper, saying that they forgive John Lennon's remarks about the Beatles being bigger than Jesus, Ringo Starr rejected their forgiveness. The newspaper editors had written, the Beatles said they were bigger than Jesus and put out mysterious messages that were possibly satanic. But what would pop music be like without the Beatles? Ringo Starr was not impressed, and he just totally rejected it. John Lennon said the Beatles were bigger than Jesus in a way that he was saying they shouldn't be. He wasn't saying, look at us, we're bigger than Jesus. He was saying, I mean, with young people, we're bigger than Jesus. And he was essentially saying, we shouldn't be bigger than Jesus. Jesus should be bigger than us. But the young people were so admiring the Beatles that he was making a comment about it shouldn't be this way, but it is. A lot of people misinterpreted what he said. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, Alice in Chains lead singer Lane Staley was discovered dead in his Seattle apartment after police broke down the door to investigate reports that he'd been missing. Staley, whose addictions led him to cut off contact with friends and family, died April 5th of a drug overdose, and his body wasn't found until today, April 19th. And Alice in Chains were one of the early groups that were part of that group that really started the whole grunge movement. I'm Scoot on the Air. All right, if the U.S. economy, if the economy is strong in some ways, but if inflation is hurting you, what is it that you have cut back on? What is it that because of inflation you're no longer buying? And if you haven't stopped buying anything, then how can you say inflation's really a problem? We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. Plus, we've got a lot of calls and a lot of texts to get to. So if you're on hold, hang on. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.